Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So this morning got off to a hell of a start. We got Brendan Gulick coming up at 9:20. We'll talk baseball with Brendan Gulick coming up at 9:20. We had a big argument about slotting into first. Andrés Giménez slid into first last night. They called him safe, but then they replayed it. And on slow-mo, I think they actually got the call right. Here is the call of last night's Andrés Giménez being out and ending the game with the Cleveland Guardians.
Two on, two out, 1-2 pitch. Slow chopper towards first. He slipped, and he's going to be safe at first. The bases are loaded. What a diving, hustling effort by Giménez.
They may want to check this.
The White Sox are going to challenge
sure
the play.
Are. Why not?
Ooh. I don't know.
It's really close. I mean, it's really close.
After a review, the call is overturned.
Game over. That's it.
Bally Sports and NBC Chicago. Bally Sports, Great Lakes, and NBC Chicago.
One quick question.
Courtesy of that, yes.
Does Jacoby Brissett beat that out?
Jacoby
damn
Brissett
that does, caller.
I'd imagine Jacoby Brissett doesn't beat that out. Mm. No. He ran a 4.94 at the combine.
Did he?
According to 2 Second Trivia, yes, he ran a 4.94.
Wow.
And we had a big thing. Whether or not it's better to slide into first base. Because our whole thing was being told that you never slide into first base. You always run through the bag. You slow yourself down sliding into first base. However, like anything, if it comes with inertia, there's some people assume that everything has to have an exception to the rule. Or every different situation has to have an exception to the rule. Like I got that thing from MLB.com from a listener who gave me Brett Gardner not sliding into first and then sliding into first.
I'm on Fangraphs right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you making that up? Or
no,
are you
no, okay. I'm on it right now because that's what your buddy Scott Sable sent over.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. Scott Sable, Fox 8, sent something over. I didn't know it was Fangraphs. I'm sorry. I thought he did his own research. My God. But in the one I have, MLB.com, it has Brett Gardner, who's a leadoff hitter for a long time for the Yankees. No slide, 30.3 feet per second. 3.94 seconds home to first. With a slide, 30.5 feet per second, 409 seconds home to first. So it's slower. It's slower marginally, but my whole thing was, all right, what inning did it happen in the August 17th, 2017, no slide, as opposed to August 28th, 2017, with a slide? How did Brett Gardner sustain some sort of an injury? Did he take days off between then? I don't know. I think there's variables in between that. If it's a human body, there's variables.
I think the point is that we've always assumed that for everybody, it is faster to run through it. And all the data that's out there suggests that.
I was threatened with physical violence from my father if I did not run through the first base.
Right, so that's the other thing. Is everybody trying it? If everybody's doing it one way, how do we actually know this? And guys like Barry Larkin and Harold Reynolds, according to this Fangraphs article, they have demonstrated the techniques that they have been possessed with that have actually made it faster to actually slide.
I'd like to see
actually
my dad try it now.
Slide.
I put my dad in a torture rack if he tried any of that now. Go ahead.
So the question is, did this cost us a chance at the game yesterday? Because it were two out. It would have loaded the bases up. Now it would have been Austin Hedges, so it might have been a moot point anyway. unless they were going to swap
out. But you don't know. You don't know. You do not know. So Andrés Giménez, right or wrong, to slide into first base? That was our question to each other.
And, of course, we are equipped with the knowledge that he was out. So in this case, the assumption is going to be by all the fans, had he have just run through it, he would have been safe.
See, I would like to make an argument, and this is a different argument here. This is not me. But I ask a question. I ask a question, not make an argument. I ask a question. So if we're supposed to run to first base and run through the bag, 216-578-0092, why do you never slide into first base? My whole thought was, if a first baseman standing on first, his arm is outstretched, say it's a good throw. It doesn't come off a bounce, right? If it's a good throw and it's going to the glove, he's got to catch it, obviously, before you step on first. Well, isn't there a quicker point, ball to palm of glove, than there is with foot hovering over the bag, as we had from a caller, hovering over the bag, then hitting the bag in time? Isn't there a slower motion there than sliding? That's a question, not a point, a question. The other part of it was, okay, if you have Jose Abreu, the first base, he was playing first base. Yeah. Okay, Jose Abreu for the White Sox playing first base. If he slides into first, which he did, he slid to first. He's sliding to first, and I'm sliding to first. Is it the right move to slide to first? Because I always thought it just looked silly. You slide to first, and then the first baseman is just standing there. It's not visually appealing.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks funny. I think a lot of people, that's why they don't want you doing it. But is there a reason, especially on bang-bang plays
In that instance, it's a bang-bang, right? They're both off the bag. Yeah. They're both equal-ish amount of distance from the bag. If they're both standing up and running through it, you got to think in their mind, in the split second that it takes you to think about all this, right?
Yeah.
Is I don't want to collide with this guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of changes the way that you do it, too.
Because now with
especially when you look at Jose Abreu, that's a big dude, right?
Yeah, and I hate that I'm doing this. You made me think about this when you just said this. I'm asking more questions than I have answers, is not what you're supposed to do
in
sports talk radio.
I'm the exact same way, though, because I'm not 100% sure that people know what they're talking about.
With replay, think about this,
guys. Included.
With replay, if there was no replay, first off, he's safe if there's no replay, because they called him safe. They called Andrés Giménez safe originally. Giménez originally safe. If there is no replay, okay, then you have Austin Hedges coming up, and we'll see. And Austin Hedges is hitting 169.
Yeah, it's nice. Also last out of the game. You're probably DH in there.
But there's another thing here. There's another part to this. Is how many calls were made when a guy slides into first base, and the first base umpire, say it is a bang-bang, and the first base umpire is just so disgusted because he slipped, he slid into first base, he's like, you're out.
He doesn't know where to look.
But in this case, you had a first baseman sliding to first base, which is not normal. It looks weird. And it probably, you don't see that every day. So it probably threw off the umpire a little bit. We're in a bang bang play. And I thought in real time, it looks safe. Mm-hmm. I thought he was safe. And then when they slowed it down and then we saw it from two angles, like, yeah, he's out.
It's safer for the ump to call him safe and then be overruled on the video than to call him out, the game's over, everybody celebrates, and then...
And then to be called,
and then challenge it and potentially lose it that way.
That's true.
Now, there is, before we get to the phones here, 216-578-0092, somebody has pointed out...
What is this?
...that, you know, you do have to consider injury here, and this is why guys like Barry Larkin and others had talked about their specific strategy in the way that they do this, their technique. There is a technique if you're going to do this, and everybody tells you not to do it, but if you're going to do it, there is a technique. Kenny Lofton, I did not remember this. I mean, I remember the series because Pedro started a game, dominated. They came in relief in the series. But Kenny Lofton got injured diving into first base, and I see the still image of it. He dislocated his left shoulder, and that was it, and they end up losing the game to Boston, and that was it. They were eliminated. But you know, there is an injury factor here. Absolutely.
We have an umpire getting in on Twitter, and I'm going to get to the phones, I promise. Ken, running through the bag on bang-bang plays gives the umpire a definite point of reference. As an umpire, I look at the foot, listening for the ball into the glove. Sliding takes that away, makes it appear the runner appear slower. Wow. Makes it appear that the runner is slower.
But yeah, now we have replay.
Wow.
We have replay in these situations.
See? So technically, there's a point there to asking the question, just does it not look aesthetically pleasing?
So it's so unconventional.
And your senses are disrupted by sliding into first base. Your senses are disrupted as a umpire over there.
We have a NASA research center in town. We need to get them on this.
Well, they ain't working on getting to the moon. They leave that to Musk and everybody else now. So, let's what NASA. The hell?
Dr. Christopher.
Guys, I know, by the way, over at NASA, I know that's not true. I'm just making a little joke here.
We have doctors.
Not
we
what
have,
I heard.
We have doctors, Wayne, and Dr. Christopher. You only slide into first base if you're trying to avoid a tag. Okay, that's what's
this
been
guy's
said.
At the Citadel? Holy cow.
That's
Toledo.
What's been said, but what I'm asking, and I think both of us are asking the same question.
What is it?
Do we truly know? Just because a bunch of people have said it through the years. Guys,
my dad has told me lots of things that ended up not being true.
Yeah.
And speaking of dad saying things that are lies, just ask the guy across the table from
are
me.
Are we still doing fluoride in kindergarten? We do a lot of things. We've been doing a lot of things
are
for a lot of years.
Are we still tying kids' hands behind their backs to make sure that they write right-handed?
Yeah. Yes, they are. They actually are. Yes, they are.
Oh, they
no,
are?
No, I don't know that. Oh. We did a lot of things
for
find a long
out
time.
When Lima's daughter goes to kindergarten,
they still have certain camps in this country.
Now, Mrs. Dingman, second reference of hers in less than a month, would make me, for
the
talking
ding-mater
out of turn, I would have to go to the corner of the actual room.
Uh-huh.
And my nose would have to be touching the wall, and I'd have to stay there while everybody would laugh at me behind my back. I would have to stand there for the remainder of the period.
That's not psychotic at all. Demos and Shaker, you're first
Demons
up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
So, look, given the amount of analytics that are going on right now in baseball, don't you think that if sliding into first was an actual thing, that statistically somebody could say you have a defined benefit that in these situations that would do it, you would see it a lot more? And I would love to hear like from somebody like directly like Francona. I mean, a lot of times your suppositions on the air are a little bit wacky and out there, but this one I actually think could be a great question for Francona if you had him sitting around there. So
all right,
you know,
so
that's my perspective on it. If it proved out statistically that it was working, they would do it more. And if it hasn't, that's why.
So
Demos, thank you.
Now here's how I would poke a hole in that, Demos, who's I think one of our smarter listeners and callers. Mark Price averaged how many threes a game in his career? Kenny's one of the best 3-point shooters ever.
Yeah, I was going to say
over 40%.
4.94.
Okay, Steph Curry shoots like 15 a game
now.
That's good. Mark Price averaged 3.4 threes a game. We thought that was smart. We 30 teams in the NBA,
boy,
who knew their basketball and had been around the game their whole life, they thought it was smart. And then all of a sudden, Steph Curry comes around, and then guys like Daryl Morey, when he was with the Rockets, are like, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done as a sport. This entire sport has been stupid the entire time. And by the way, in baseball, what did they learn now with analytics?
Yeah.
That it probably doesn't make sense. Stolen bases, that probably doesn't make sense. It's home runs. It's home runs. Strikeouts are okay. Strikeouts can actually be your friend. But we should probably be trying to drive the ball into the outfield. What the hell were we doing all these years playing stupid sports?
Andrew sends an email. First base is unique because you can overrun the bag, where every other bag you need to stay on the bag. It's also always a force. It's always a force out instead of a slide, which is true. Except when they're trying to tag, you're running down the first base line. That's the only way. Or going back to first base between first and second. That's the only way.
You just limbo then.
You can try to do that. So Andrew's right. I would think you have to slow yourself down to slide. If you're just running through, you're running through. It's the same thing you brought up about a track star. You're just running through. You have to slow yourself down to slide.
I don't know that you have to slow down.
How do you
I
not think, slow yourself
I,
down to slide?
I think there are guys that a technique that you could explode into your slide using your base, using – seriously.
You're throwing your force.
Like, not,
man – we need Isaac
Newton. I'd like
Newton
to see
on
that.
Thing,
I'd like to see that. I've never seen anything like that. I would assume you have to slow yourself down to slide. Something in you has to break down to put your body from up here to down there to get on the grass or on the dirt. Coming up next, Brendan Gulick. Brendan Gulick will join us, and we will talk baseball with Brendan Gulick from 92.3 The Fan and Cleveland Baseball Insider. Also, I said something nasty at Owen on yesterday at the end of the show, and I meant it for Lima.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's coming up next on The Fan. I have never seen so many tweets about this in my life. Sliding into first or running through first base. Which one should it be? The Big Keith says, I feel as though a decision to slide was mainly because as a smaller player in Jimenez, barreling towards first to meet one of the largest players in Abreu, you risk a huge collision. Ah, that Jimenez would lose if Abreu isn't sliding, which is uncommon in the first place. It's a true point. Harold says, Roberto Alomar used to slide into first base. Gregory says, if you're sliding into first and you feel something burst.
The old adage.
Oh, I was trying so hard not to laugh. time for serious baseball talk. Brendan Gulick joins us on the show. At Brendan Gulick, 22. Cleveland Baseball Insider, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. A-Dog says, gotta love having a former employee on as a guest. They know to mention the app, hashtag, and Odyssey station. Joke's on you, A-Dog. Brendan still works here. He was doing updates with us like 2 weeks ago. Gulick, what's going on?
I think the only possible explanation to find out whether or not we should firmly decide, are we running through or diving through the base, is to actually put some scientific data out there. And on your next podcast, we should find a Little League park somewhere in town and film you running through first and film you diving into first.
Not doing any of that.
Let's figure out which one's better.
Not doing any of that. I get on the ground. I don't get back up. You can't let me hit the ground. No. That's impossible.
Now, wait. Obviously, we've all been told the same thing our whole life. But we were told a lot of things in life. We were told a lot of things in sports. They end up getting debunked down the road. And I brought up, just as one example, why in the hell Mark Price, one of the most, I can't say prolific because he didn't shoot enough, one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the game, only shot three a game his entire career. That's stupid. But smart people, Hall of Fame coach was running that team, and yet nobody came up with the math formula that all of a sudden in 2015 we realized, yeah, it makes sense to have guys that can hit threes, shoot lots of threes. Same thing in baseball. We have obviously pivoted in baseball to how to play the sport. So are we positive that just because we've been told our whole life that running through the bag is the way to go, that it is the way to go?
I don't think we're positive. I don't think you can be positive on it because, to me, it's almost a situational thing. I am under the impression that the reason you've always been told don't dive in first base was more to prevent injury than it was for speed, but coaches would tell you that it's slower because they didn't want you to get hurt. If you're going to dive into first base, you can't slow down. You've got to commit your body to going full blow, like reckless abandon, head first into the base. And I think in situations where maybe, like last night, right, Abreu slides into the base as opposed to running toward the base, you're trying to avoid a collision, it might actually be the safer and faster play to do that. But you have to, as a runner, you're making that, you know, judgment call literally in real time as you're flying down the line, and you have to commit yourself to going full bore into the base. And I just can't get like the Kenny Lofton image out of my head from the playoffs, you know, 20 years ago when he got hurt. So to me, it's more of an injury thing than a speed thing.
Brandon Gulick joining us on the show. I'm sorry, someone else made a rhyming sliding. But
what'd they say about sliding the third?
I can't read that one. Brandon Gulick joining us on the show.
They got the call right yesterday,
did they?
Overturn?
No, they did. Go ahead, Brendan. Answer it now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think so too. And that's the whole point of having a replay, right? Yeah, and, you know, I would disagree with you, Lima, on this, though. I think conventionally, yeah, for an umpire to say, hey, he's safe, because then they can go review it and not have all the chaos of fireworks going off and teams celebrating the end of the game. I don't think the active thought for an umpire there is, well, I'm going to call him safe even if it's close because I can go to replay. I think he genuinely thought he was safe in real time. And, I mean, replay show that was exceptionally close at first base. But at the end of the day, look, replay exists for a reason. You wanted to get the call right. I've been a part of broadcasts where games have ended on replay. And it sucks, but if it's right, it's right. And you got to make the right call.
Brendan Gulick, join us on the hotline. Cleveland baseball. Sorry, I stole it from you, Kenny.
I had
to get to it. This whole show has been about speed or lack thereof. So what has been more surprising to you so far this year? The starting rotation being what they are or what they have been, or the offense being what they've been?
God, it's such a good question. And you want to say the offense because nobody expected it. But I guess maybe I'm more surprised by what we expected to be good that hasn't been nearly as good as we're used to. I mean, for what, 15 years now, you know, this organization has been known for being a pitching factory. And, you know, it stinks to watch guys get traded or move on through, but don't worry, we've got the next two or three top line starters coming up. And, you know, a couple of them have turned into Cy Young Award winners. And I don't think the starting pitching's been horrible, but it certainly hasn't been what we expected, where we thought, hey, like every game, we got a shot to win because we're not going to give up more than three or four runs. And that just hasn't really been the case this year. There's been a lot of attention paid to Shane Bieber's drop in velocity. You know, I don't want to put words into his mouth. He seems to be sick and tired of being asked about the question. I don't blame him for that because largely.
Well, throw faster, Brendan. It's easy. Throw faster.
You know, I don't know if he's dealing with an injury or still coming back from, you know, the surgery last year. What's annoying is that a lot of his other analytics don't look all that bad. But, you know, somewhere along the way, man, if you're only throwing 89 miles an hour over the middle of the plate, you better have some serious movement on your ball or you better be able to change speeds really well. And he got smoked last time out. So hopefully that wasn't a sign of things to come for him. Offense has been a fun surprise too.
Whoopsie daisy. What did Framil Reyes do to get out of the slump, even though he was 0-for-3 again last night?
He's talked a lot about letting the ball get deeper. And I think if you look at his spray chart, he's actually done a really good job of taking the ball the other way. In fact, as a team, the Guardians have had more opposite field hits than anybody else, and it's not even close. I mean, they're blowing away the rest of Major League Baseball in terms of using the whole field. But Reyes, I think, is a microcosm of that. He hasn't been nearly as pull happy as we've seen him in the past. I don't know what more to say than that. He seems to be a little bit more patient because in that 0-for-25 with 17 Ks, that was pretty ugly.
All right, the Josh Naylor thing, people forget, and when we got Josh Naylor in that trade, the Clevinger trade, there wasn't as much discussion about the fact that this guy was a very high draft pick. And then you look at his physique, and then you see the passion that you saw the other night, and who could blame him after what he was able to do, 8 RBIs down the stretch of that game. So what is he really? Is this what is to be expected now that he seems like he's getting his legs back, he's healthy after missing all that time, or is this just insanity, this run that he's on?
No, I think we're seeing a glimpse of very much what the Guardians thought he would be when they traded for him. I was fortunate enough to see him in A-ball back in 2016 when he was playing in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the highest ever drafted Canadian-born baseball player. I mean, this kid is not like a throw-in in a trade. He's got unbelievable raw power, which you've certainly seen on occasions here. You know, he's not a slam dunk, can't miss prospect that should be talked about all across Major League Baseball, but there's some serious upside there. And I think as he's grown and matured a little bit, you know, you saw the almost like, felt like a steroid induced rampage when he came back to the dugout. It
was Brendan Gulick alleging the gas. Unbelievable.
I mean, you can't watch that and not think, like, holy smokes, what's going on? Look, he's not on PEDs. Come on, that's not what I'm saying. It was wild to see that he, you know, he was, you know, as adrenaline induced as he was. But the reality is, Josh is kind of a quiet guy, and everything that you hear from Andre Nott in like post game interviews, he really doesn't want a lot of the spotlight. He wants to be a good teammate. He's trying to speak better Spanish so that his Spanish-speaking teammates feel like, you know, they know he's got their back a little bit better. I mean, he is a very, very good player that when he gets hot, you know, we're starting to see what he's capable of. I think the Guardians have always hoped he can be their first baseman of the future. If he can play a little outfield too, that would be great. Maybe they were hoping last year we would see what we're seeing now from him. But obviously with that tough injury, that never happened and makes the story feel all that much better now.
Lyman, I heard something yesterday and we were like, well, that's a little premature. But let's ask you, you're a baseball man, a good baseball man. What is the right time to talk about the trade deadline?
I think it's way too early. I don't typically start talking about the baseball trade deadline until July. A couple weeks out where you're starting to feel things out. You know, for me right now, there's only a couple players on this team that I might even consider trading at the moment. I know the record's right around 500, but I don't think we really know what this team is yet. I mean, we're starting to see what they can be. But the Guardians front office made it so clear that there were a few guys they really went after in the offseason. And when they didn't land those couple of guys, they decided it was better to give chances to the prospects that they feel really good about. You've got all these guys that have made their major league debuts right now. I don't know how you could argue against Stephen Kwan being rookie of the year. You know, it seems to be working out okay after losing seven in a row to the Yankees and the Angels, who are clearly two of the best teams in baseball. This team's played pretty well. I think they're middle of the road right now in the league. I think they have the ability to play a little bit better, and they probably could look at upgrades if they're in contention. But I'm not really focused on a trade deadline till only a few weeks out from it. I'm thinking like early July.
Well, you gave us the meat and potatoes on that one, and we thank you. Brendan Gulick, 22 on Twitter. Brendan Gulick, thank you for the time, buddy.
Amen. Good to see you.
That was nice.
Did he say amen?
He did.
Hallelujah, Brendan Gulick on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up next, I got very frustrated yesterday. I got worked into a complete shoot.
Good
and
boy.
Another quarterback that made gobs of money this offseason. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So yesterday, I did like an intro to a segment we were going to do today without even doing it on the air. I did it for you guys. So I want to do this the right way and not the wrong way. That's why I hem and haw, because I'm giving myself some time to think now. Is somebody didn't know
like
the show.
Second thoughts?
Somebody filled in before. They didn't know the show, and they were a little taken aback because what we tend to do, we tend to gang up on each other. If one of us says something that the rest of us don't agree with, we give no slack and we gang up on them. And I was like, yeah, that's just kind of the fun, and don't get worked into a shoot. Yesterday, I got worked into a shoot, and then I got mad at Anthony. But I ended up saying, I knew it didn't sound nice on the air, and then I felt bad because I got mad at Anthony. But I was mad at Owen because basically I felt like I was ganged up on. Because for whatever reason, I don't know why I did this, I answered you quickly, and we explain it even further on the podcast, and then we go over how to tackle student loan debt and how to either erase student loans or help people with student loans on the podcast.
And a bunch of people that normally hate us said we did a great job with a normal, down the middle of the road discussion with good thoughts and good analysis.
They hate our guts, but they listen. It's amazing. So I talked. So yesterday, you had asked me. He goes, "Who gets the starting snaps?" And I just felt like if I had 2 minutes to think, I would have been like, "Well, Deshaun Watson." But I didn't. And then I said something, and I'm used to you jumping down my throat, but Owen did, and I got mad. And then you didn't say a word, and I got mad at you. And I don't want you don't have the audio, do you? Don't play the audio.
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Don't make me dance.
I said, is this just the Owen show now? And I'm like, because
people don't realize Ken is way meaner than me when he needs to be.
That's not true.
Way meaner.
Down,
Owen, Anthony, who's meaner?
Well,
Ken's
way more direct than
you're,
you are.
You're more direct.
Oh, you're welcome. You are welcome for me being more direct.
Thank you.
Instead of sitting there and letting it simmer for months
and then
talking behind your back to everybody here at the station. I don't know who I'm talking about right now, but I think we all know.
As we've discussed several times in our battles from years past,
yes.
I appreciate the directness.
Thank you. That's why we get along. Now,
but again, because I'm about to tweet it out, who is meaner?
We've had, don't do that.
Well,
we've had
obviously Ken's meaner, yes. But he's more direct.
But I'm not, I don't think it's, is it meaner to be more direct than to do what
it
you
depends.
Do?
It's better to be direct.
It depends your style.
Like, don't tell me you haven't sat here and looked at our phones. And after something you knew, something happened, you saw a phone light up, and you knew it.
Well, I know that someone is texting
you
guys.
Thank you
every second of the day.
Thank you.
I've been here for 6 years. I get how it goes.
If I have a problem with Owen, I just tell Owen, and Owen and I may take a stab at each other, but it's over in 3 minutes.
That is certainly
and
one.
And there's a mutual respect.
That is certainly one technique. I could tell you that
and
technique.
Then there's the Lima method.
Well, no, but that technique works for some people. There are some people, I think, in the real world or in work that can handle the directness. There are others that it certainly is a detriment and has really ruined their careers. So not everybody can be managed the same way. This is why I was very critical of Andrew Berry and his management style and Kevin Stefanski's management style last year. Just assuming that everybody in the locker room can operate the same way and can be coached the same way. That's not true. We know this. That's why when Ty Lue came in to the Cleveland Cavs, all of a sudden, LeBron James was treated a little bit differently by Ty Lue than maybe other coaches. And you start to realize there are different ways to manage.
Okay.
They don't just
tell you. You're
talking
in circles. Stop.
They don't just tell you to manage everybody the same way. So your directness, or let's just say it, can be mean. That does work for some people.
No.
But it also led to a huge blow up, which ended the show on a very surly note yesterday.
I didn't want to do it that way.
And there was screaming down the hallway when other people at 98.5 are trying to do a radio show.
No, there was no shouting.
How will they get the time?
There was no shouting.
I fumbled my phone to try to record the conversation from down in the lobby because you were so loud screaming.
We were not screaming. Were you screaming? I wasn't screaming.
Ken, you were the one screaming.
I wasn't screaming.
So I'm in the right.
I caught the tail end of it and sent it to Keith immediately, and he laughed.
This is unbelievable. I wasn't screaming.
Don't make me scream. I surreptitiously recorded you yesterday. Probably a workforce violation.
Tom Brady got $375 million. Now that we got that out of the way, let's just get down to the real deal here. I want to know, folks, you just heard what Anthony did. The duplicity that Anthony is capable of. And people are willing to say, I'm the meaner one. The guy who's willing to get the Nixon tapes or the Carmen tapes from what he's willing to do over there.
Can't say Nixon
but I'm
tapes.
The meaner one. I'm the meaner one.
I have heard
you guys learn very quickly. It's much easier to be direct.
The Ken Carmen meltdowns are something that they're all ex.
They're not.
They are
going to
tell their grandchildren about.
It's not true.
That's if they even have the confidence to meet somebody to have children who will then have children and have grandchildren. And they probably can't.
You do your damnedest.
Let's ask our friend in Atlanta.
Make me out.
Let's ask Abe in Atlanta and see how that's going.
Go call Abe Gordon and ask him, and you go right on ahead. Yeah, Abe will say, I'm great. Yeah. Abe, we send Christmas cards to each other.
Well, he's afraid of you.
Because
he's afraid of you. He thinks you're Joan Crawford.
It's a second Joan Crawford reference on the show. There will not be a third.
She say her name three times. You get coat hangers. Why are coat hangers? They emerge out of nowhere like Beetlejuice.
Isn't it bad every time I pick up my dry cleaning, I think of
that's
her.
All,
every single time I pick up dry cleaning, which is once a week now, I think of her. Dry cleaning bills through the roof. I'm writing that off.
You've heard of Edward Scissorhands.
There's also a thing where I'm overly nice. You are never that way. You never make small talk. You're always abrasive. So they just expect it out of you. If I get really mad, there's obviously a reason I'm very mad. Whether it might be, it's a good reason to me that I'm very mad. To you, you're just, you're you. Either way. It sounded bad yesterday. I was mad at you because you didn't interject, and it was just Owen and I. And I was a little bit upset that Owen just basically unzipped and let it happen right there on that. I was like, can I just get 30 seconds to think clearly? Just give me any olive branch you can. And Owen knew he was right, and in the end, I knew he was right. It's like, I got nothing here. And for whatever reason, I just said, oh, no, I mean, you got to give Jacoby Brissett the starting snaps. So why should Jacoby Brissett get starting snaps? Why would I say that? Why on earth would I say that in front of thousands of people?
It's okay to change your mind, though.
Why would that ever come out of my mouth? Why? He's not the starter. Deshaun is not suspended yet. Why would that come out of your mouth? Didn't have time to think. Feel better. By the way, a listener of ours in New York City has sent us North Bergen employee charged with secretly recording coworkers' conversations. Hudson County. Better delete your information there. information there, Tone.
Do you think Urban Meyer was recording conversations? He should have with Lambeau. This case is unbelievable. I hope people understand what's going on here. You have a kicker that was cut. That is claiming that Urban Meyer punted him. No one saw it, by the way. There's no evidence. We haven't. Nobody has said anything about
it. Urban Meyer punted the punter.
But
be careful.
That's what was said, right? That he kicked him and then said, "I'll do whatever the hell." I do believe he would say that. But yeah. Whether or not he kicked him or whatever, I think it's actually hilarious if he kicked him. But you know, other people would.
You should say that, Ella. Depends on how hard he kicked him.
Come on, a punter being punted, a kicker being kicked.
I don't think it's funny.
You don't think that's funny?
No. I'm going to do to you what you did to me yesterday. I'm just going to say, I don't think it's funny, and then let you go out there and wilt and die.
There is no way that you wouldn't find that funny if you saw that. Urban Meyer, grown man, kicking another one. Now
you wait until you end up on Deadspin. It's called a radio dummy, and then we'll find out.
Well, he ended up getting fired, obviously.
I'm putting the safety back on. Relax.
It turned into an urban disaster. The entire thing was a mess. He gets fired. But Lambeau is claiming hostile work environment. He's trying to sue for his money back, and it's under the whistleblower law, as if he's being fired because he would have been considered a whistleblower. This is the beauty of lawyers.
I just thought of the irony, though.
I love it. Did he have Better Call Saul as his lawyer? This is incredible.
Meanwhile, Tom Brady, who was supposed to be disgraced at one point in this league, is going to make $375 million when he retires. He gets $375 million to be the Fox broadcaster when he retires. Mm-hmm. And Urban Meyer acts like an ass. Just want to say, anybody who heard it, I'm sorry.
I want Urban.
I didn't mean to come off that way. I didn't mean to. I meant it at you, not Owen. But they can't see us because we're still not on TV. That's what I meant. Because I knew it was stupid, and for whatever reason, like when you say something wrong, I did the huge, huge mistake of just like just say you're wrong and move on. We got new information.
That's cool.
You got new information, like you with Jacoby Brissett. I go, you originally wanted Jacoby Brissett, and you said, yeah, that was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
I did.
Things change.
I think he's not as good.
We all feel better now? Everybody doing better? You doing better over there?
Actually, I feel worse now. You brought it back up, and now I'm reliving it.
No, that's a lie. Don't be telling lies. All right, we're back tomorrow. Big thanks to Brendan Gulick.
Who said Josh Naylor is learning Spanish so that he can speak to more of his teammates and be able to communicate with them.
Interesting.
I found that very interesting.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also,
I'm learning NASCAR so I can speak to Ken and understand what he's saying.
For Big Country, for
Jeff.
So
you keep bringing that Jack in here, huh?
For Double A. For the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.